103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. It's me. Hi.
You might be the jerk.
I felt so bad. I'm telling you, I was having an internal conflict this weekend, everybody.
Why?
And I think you're going to laugh, but really, I felt bad about the whole thing because this goes back to when I told Owen, how can I help? And he said, go get my bass. And I said, no, not that way, something else. And that was the am I the jerk we just did.
Right.
Like, I asked him how I could help. And then when he told me, I said, no, not that.
Not that way, though.
This is similar to that.
Okay.
But a different realm. So Owen on Saturday was playing video games in his room, mm-hmm. and he was on the phone with a friend, and they were playing some game, okay. whatever kids do.
Right.
And as we're sitting, I'm sitting there having my lunch on my couch. I see his bestie walk up the driveway, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh my gosh, Owen, your bestie's here. And he goes, well, I'm playing games. And I go, and? Invite him in. So his friend comes in. Mm-hmm. They go up to his room. They play for a little bit. They come down. I said, why don't you guys go explore? Go find your other friend in the neighborhood. So they left. And the two of them went off. They've got the Three Musketeers together. And these boys walked all the way to Quick Trip, DZ.
Oh, they had an adventure.
It was like 2 miles. I'm not even kidding.
That's an adventure, bro. And that's an hour walk.
And I know because I was tracking them on Find My Location. And then after they went to Quick Trip, they went to the park. Uh-huh. And I'm watching all of this, and Owen texts me and he goes, we're at the park. My friends are harvesting some plant. Can you come get me?
Harvesting?
Their brains. Don't ask. They're brains. Big they're brain, not, they're big not brain athletes. Kids. They're brains. Okay. Right. And I go, huh? And he goes, they're harvesting a plant. Can you just come get me? And I go, no.
No.
But I felt so bad because I always, you know, you always tell your kids, call me if you need me.
That's right.
I will always come get you no matter what.
That's
if you're
right.
in a bind and you really need me,
Mom will save you.
Mom will come and get you. And so now he's texting me, come get me.
Come save me.
Please, 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 with all these, you know,
the
prayer hand emojis.
Please.
Mom, I have blisters.
I didn't tell you to go walk 10 miles.
And I'm thinking, okay, he does have to walk about 2 miles back.
Uh-huh.
However, this is kid stuff.
Right.
I'm sorry, you're a kid. When we were kids, if I would have called my mom and said, I'm at the park, come get me, she would have laughed.
Man.
She would have been like, how'd you get there? Same thing.
And where was your bike? How come you decided to walk? You made a choice.
See, I was having this internal struggle that my kid was asking me to come help him.
Yeah.
And he was uncomfortable and he was having blisters and all this stuff. And I was going, no. Absolutely not.
Really? Are they really blisters though?
Well, he did have some big ones on his feet. And I was like, yikes. But not the point. The point is, again, when we were kids, so what?
Yeah, no, it didn't matter.
It didn't matter if I had a blister. My mom would have been like, walk home. So I was struggling inside because I thought, I feel so, it took everything in me not to go pick him up. I wanted to go get him so bad.
The mom in you was going, just go get your baby. Just go get your baby.
Just go pick him up. He's uncomfortable. He's got a blister. He already walked 2 miles. But then the other part of me is like, no, this is being a kid. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, man.
I struggled with it.
Let me ask you a question. What time was it?
It was like 2 p.m.
Oh, it wasn't even like dark.
No.
It wasn't late.
God, no. They left at like noon. This was like 2 hours later. And he was like, we're at the park. Can you come get me?
Oh.
And I was like, no. And the funny part was, I asked him, well, did you and your friends, when he got back, he was alone, obviously. And I'm like, well, where did they go? He's like, oh, they went to the other one's house. But I wanted to, he was done.
He was done.
He just wanted to come home.
His social media had rent out.
Yeah.
He was ready to come home.
They weren't done. They were still going.
Well, they were harvesting a plant.
They were harvesting a plant.
Whatever that
means.
I don't
know what that means.
It can mean a myriad of things.
It's kind
of
cute. My little scientist. My little scientist kid and his friends.
I remember those days.
But, you know, am I the jerk for refusing to go get my kid at the park? Even though he said, I mean, if you saw the guilt text, I should pull them up
pull
for
them
you. Because it's like,
see.
Please, Mom. Please.
He was trying to mom guilt you for sure because he was being lazy and didn't feel like walking.
Here it is. Oh, my gosh. You're going to crack up. You're going to crack up at this. Let me find these texts. Where is it? Here is it. Here it is. He says, Mom, come get me. And he sends his location. I go, you're not that far. He goes, please. I go, why can't you walk back? What's wrong? I'm tired, Mom. Please, with two prayer emojis.
You think he's going through growing pains?
I say, maybe.
Maybe.
I said, who are you with? He says, my friends. They're harvesting a plant. I said, hang out with your friends. He goes, could you come in 5 minutes? Please. Please, Mom. Look at all that. Please, Mom.
Oh, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10. He dropped like 30 prayer hand emojis.
I was like feeling so guilty because it kept going and going and I wouldn't go get him.
You know what?
I've got blisters on my feet that hurt.
All right, hear me out. So I immediately...
This is so bad.
I immediately go to, you're not the jerk.
Okay.
Right?
Thank
like
you.
To me, I'm like, no, it's fine. He's a grown boy. He should be
walk
more
back.
Than good. Walk back.
He's 6'1", everybody.
Learn to ride your bike. Maybe you won't get blisters that way. That's a learned experience.
That's true.
But then I'm thinking about the fact that this weekend, my wife and I had a conversation about how one time when she was about, she was in high school, a little bit older than Owen's age, Owen's age, but she was at a friend's house. They had walked somewhere and they didn't feel like crossing a major road to get back.
Uh-huh.
So what did Aaron do? Called her mom.
And what her mom say?
Come pick me up. What did she do? Her mom came to get her.
Oh, see?
Because they have always operated under...
Call me and I'll come get you. See
no
why?
Matter what.
That's what... That was in my core.
Yeah.
Where I was like, he's not going to call me next time.
Next see, time he's just going to try to tough it out.
Which I'm okay with.
But the next situation might be more pressing.
Oh,
the next situation you might have preferred to go scoop him from. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that's what's going to happen. Big brain, he's going to be fine.
And that's what somebody texted in. They said, jerk, you're planting a seed for him to not reach out in the future when he needs me. That was the core fear in my mind was, if he calls me, I'm not going to come.
Yeah.
Even if I'm 7 blocks away, which I was. I mean, I was not that far.
I mean, a 2 mile walk is about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
A 2 mile drive is about a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
True.
I say not the jerk. I just know for a fact, especially after having this very conversation with Aaron, Aaron, my wife, would call you the jerk.
Yeah.
She would.
Well, and somebody said, then above that, Allie's not the jerk. They need to man up, walk home by themselves, or figure it out. Mom doesn't have to swing by and pick them up. He needs to figure it out.
Listen, I couldn't agree more.
Oh, man.
I think we're split already.
Somebody said, would you feel differently if he had actually called you and not sent a text? No.
You felt bad about it anyway and still didn't go.
100%. 414-533-1037. Am I the jerk for refusing to go get my kid when he was at the park with blisters?
He was begging, Mama, pick me up. Allie said, nah.
No.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Saturday was awesome because Owen left with his friend and they went walking. They went to Quick Trip. They went to the park. They got all the way 2 miles away and then he called me to come get him. And I went, no, walk back. Hang out with your friends. I'm not coming to get you.
How we have an adventure and then realize he was too far to want to walk back from the adventure. He was like, no, mom mode. Please.
Mom.
He said, please, please, please come get me from the park.
And then he sent 17 prayer emojis after that. And I did not go get him, but I felt so bad. He came home. I saw him walking down the street. He was fine, everybody. He had a blister, but he was fine. But am I the jerk for not going to get him? That was my fear.
He has a blister, but did he die, though?
But did he die?
But did he?
Amanda's in Racine this morning. Oh, Lord.
Oh, for real.
Amanda.
Hey.
All right. Am I the jerk for refusing to go get Owen at the park with his friends?
Yes. Absolutely the jerk.
No time wasted.
I can relate to Owen so much. I mean, there's been times where I've had to call my husband in the rain while I'm walking and beg him to come get me because I hate the rain.
Amanda,
come drive me.
You're an adult. Okay, stop it. First of all, you're an adult and you can drive.
I really do that, though.
Go call an Uber if you want.
Hey, Owen could too, technically. No.
Yeah, he got a phone. He could do it.
Oh, man. So Amanda said, yeah, I'm a jerk because when she calls her husband, he comes and
he
gets
pulls
her.
Up. He pulls
up. Yeah, exactly. He knows. He got me.
Amanda, when were you a kid that you went to the park with your friends and you didn't feel like walking back, so you called mom and dad and they actually came? Give me a break. When?
Well, they never helped me.
Never.
But that's another day. Another
never.
Story for another day.
Also part of the reason why she's calling you the jerk.
Seriously, Amanda, he's
yes, exactly.
He's turning 13 October 25th. Give me a break, okay? This guy. Now I'm going the other way.
Don't take her answer.
I felt bad until Amanda said jerk.
Don't take her answer. He called you the big old jerk.
All right, Amanda. Thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right, Rico's in Milwaukee next.
Oh, this is who we got. Yeah. Oh, we're deciding your fate with Rico next.
Yep.
Morning, Rico. What's up, Papa?
Good morning.
Am I the jerk for refusing to go get Owen at the park because he had blisters and Mom, my feet hurt and we've walked so far, Mom?
Needed you to save him.
And
save
me. He's never going to call me now for help.
No, you're not the jerk. I mean, you know, the kid could have jumped on the back of one of his buddy's pegs and strolled home.
Do kids even know about pegs anymore? No.
They don't even know about pegs anymore. But I mean, you know, it's a little blister. Oh, no, the world's going to end. You have to walk two blocks.
Right.
I mean, what I would tell my son.
How many times we've walked with blisters in our lives.
Well, exactly. Yeah. I went to the pool like five blocks away and had to walk home with blisters on my feet because I didn't wear those little shoes.
Feet torn up from the bottom of the pool, all the rocks inside.
Yeah.
Oh, memory unlocked, Rico. You're not wrong. Feet bleeding.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so,
well,
I don't think you're a jerk and you're a good mom.
Thank you.
Oh, Rico.
Well, I was almost in tears feeling guilty. I didn't let Owen know that, but I was horrified. All moms know what I'm talking about when you feel guilt, but you don't want them to know. And you're
but you can't feel guilty about having him be a man, just sucking it up and take that walk,
Not
even being a man, being a strong person, because as a kid, I did it too.
That's right.
And
that's
I'm
right.
a chick, so
man,
yeah.
Man or woman, exactly. Parents would have felt bad.
Figure it out.
Parents would have felt bad.
All right,
that's
Rico.
Very true.
Thank you for saying I am not the jerk.
And a good mom.
Of course. Love y'all.
Love you back, man.
Checks in the mail.
Thank you.
Peace. Checks in the mail.
But Jennifer and Brown Deer texted in. She tried to call and she got disconnected. It said, she said, jerk. If they're begging, we don't know if there was a bigger reason. So we need them to know we're there. Maybe kids were bullying, doing something wrong. Now, that's a fair point. But trust
me. Not with this core. Not with his.
These are his two core friends.
That's the Cheerio.
These boys are not causing trouble.
Yeah,
trust me.
That's the circle. You know what I'm saying? That's tighter than the Cheerio circle. Like those are his boys.
There are kids that may cause trouble. It's not one of these three.
Not them.
It's not these three. Trust me.
I get it. But valid thought, though.
It is a good thought.
As a parent,
if you don't know who they're with,
why were they begging? Kids beg for two reasons, because they're being lazy and they just want you to do it for them, or they actually really do need you.
Need you.
Which one
was
it?
Being lazy, I think. Well, we're split down the middle. Steve's in West Bend. Hi, Steve.
Ooh, tiebreaker, Steve.
That's tiebreaker.
Good morning, man.
All right. Am I the jerk? That's what I want to know, Steve.
I'm saying you're not the jerk.
Yes.
Okay. Now go on.
Don't sound so surprised.
You're concerned about him not calling you in the future, but I'm concerned that if you don't pick him up now, he's going to call you every time. You don't want to let him know that
flip.
That's okay.
Steve.
And you can always have a conversation with him about what is a serious reason to call you and what is not a serious reason to call you. But you don't want to give in to him.
You know what? That's a great point. Have a conversation about when to call and when not.
What makes sense?
Somebody said, way to build that character, Mom. I was half trying to build character and half just trying to not cave in and cave in for
Do
something
everything
stupid.
They want.
Like Steve saying, like, did he really need me? No.
No.
We found out he was okay.
Right.
He made it home. He was just fine. He had a blister, but he made it home.
So maybe got a blister. Oh, he'll be all right. He's got a story to tell today.
Yeah, but people are texting in just what Steve said, not the jerk, but a teaching moment about a valid reason to call for the ride.
If we're looking for solutions, we got solutions, Steve.
He knew what
line.
He was getting into.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Or he should have realized what he was getting into when he walked about the house.
Well, and he's got to learn. It's all fun, but you have to be able to get back just like you got there. It's like he wants to do it until it's not fun anymore. Well, so did we. We wanted to go to the ice cream shop and have somebody come get us, but we had to go home after that when we were as kids. We had to get back home.
That part. That part, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll think twice next time.
All right.
Works it out. Steve says, not the jerk.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate you.
Yep. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Later, man.
Somebody said, not the jerk. Suck it up, Buttercup. When we were young, we walked everywhere and didn't even have phones to call home.
Oh, no. But listen.
That's true.
I've ended up across state lines and had to work my way back because I knew I wasn't going to call nobody to get me. Okay?
Seriously?
100%. That's another story for another time.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, I'm not the jerk. Thank you, everybody.